BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Tom, I'm 17, and I'm from Cheltenham. You might not know this, but I own an incredible piece of celebrity memorabilia. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills!
Hello, free downloaders. This is Scott Mills. Chris is here.
Hi.
And this is your free download, the Scott Mills Daily, for Tuesday, the 4th of September. It's a good one today. Innuendo bingo with Chris Smith off the news. Tom Daly plays along on Oh What's Occurring. Also, you'll hear what Chris is planning for his wedding. My new absolute favourite TV show. And what amazing piece of celebrity memorabilia does Tom own? All in this podcast. Enjoy. Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1. It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Today, playing Innuendo Bingo with my friend Chris is another Chris Smith off the news.
Hello.
Is this allowed?
I don't know.
Because, like, you're a serious news person.
Well, because I'm a serious news person, Scott, I have to say a lot of funny names, listen to a lot of things that, you know, under normal circumstances, you might snigger at.
Yeah.
And not laugh at them.
That is true.
I'm very confident this is going to be a dry one, just because he must be used to just being serious.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I know that you also have a non-serious side.
No, I don't. That's just a rumour.
Oh, okay. Well, this is going to be boring then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hello, if you're watching for the first time on the Radio 1 website. If you're not, then you're missing something here. You really are, because it takes it to the next level. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Fast becoming the most popular thing on this show, if not already. It's Innuendo Bingo. Hashtag Innuendo Bingo on Twitter, if you're playing along, or if you're just watching. Are we ready?
Most popular thing on the show, apart from the news, you mean, obviously.
Apart from the news.
Everyone loves the news
with
most.
Duncan Middleton.
Obviously. Well, yeah, he's the stand-in.
Oh. Are you on at 2:30,
I've got to take a lunch break.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Super sub.
I like it that there's rivalry in the news office.
It's like Anchorman.
It is.
It's great.
Stay classy. Okay, here we go then. Water is on already.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the zone.
Okay, good. Mm. And let's head over to 5 Live Sunday. And it's the Formula One. Alan Brass and Sarah Free spotted this. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
As I say that, they are just starting to wheel Kamui Kobayashi into his grid spot, his white and grey car and a red cherry helmet glistening away. And
come on.
Chris is gone.
Come on.
Well done, Chris Smith. I like listeners, the reporter realise what she's just said, but it's too late.
And a red cherry helmet glistening away.
Come on, Chris, that's entry-level stuff.
We've all been there. That's the first one.
That's like day one at news school, laughing at the helmet.
I want you to soak him in a minute, Chris Smith.
Whoa.
Tao in Cardiff and Nikki spotted this one. Let's go over to BBC Breakfast.
They glow, they blink, they shimmer. The colours controlled by the watching crowds via smartphone. Hadrian's Wall, reimagined not as a barrier, but a place to meet, gaze, and wonder what's it all about.
No hands, Chris Smith.
What? That doesn't sound like a mistake.
Who knew?
Hadrian's Wall, reimagined not as a barrier, but a place to meet, gaze.
Well, Hadrian, eh?
I know.
Who knew?
That is Wall.
Didn't know that.
I didn't. I never knew.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
That's what he built it for.
Yeah.
More water, please.
Right.
Get involved, Chris Smith. Just so serious. Andy Taylor's been on. Let's go over to Homes Under the Hammer.
Back in Luton, how did Matt and Jane get on with their semi?
Absolutely, you know, rank. It was actually disgusting.
Well, hell, it's both of you.
That was borderline. Borderline. If that comes up in the 2:30 news, I'm in trouble.
You know it's going to be a semi with Homes Under the Hammer. Always.
Always.
That's true, yeah.
OK. Ian in Aberdeen, hello. Also, we've got Gary in Inverness watching. Hi. Duncan and Phil spotted this. They've been watching Country Tracks. Hello? Here we go.
I've just spotted a massive one. Can I try before I buy?
Yes.
You
certainly weird. Can.
Oh, this is a whopper. Oh, check that out.
It looks good.
It looks good. Mmm, gorgeous. Mmm. Mm. All right, thank you very much.
OK,
cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
She was, of course, eating strawberries.
Oh, play that again.
Oh, that's on After the Watershed.
Oh, that's my favourite one.
Is that I've just spotted a massive one. Can I try before I buy?
Yes.
You
certainly can.
Oh, this is a whopper. Oh, check that out.
It looks good.
It looks good. Mmm, gorgeous.
Here we are. Okay, more water, please. Chris Smith, you need to properly fill your cheeks now.
Okay, I had a little spurt during...
There was a little spurt, but it was very newsreader-like.
Yeah, well, you know, what do you expect?
Very dainty, wasn't it? Okay. Ian off of Ipswich has been on. And it's one off of the news. Is this one?
David Cameron's expected to reshuffle his ministers tomorrow.
Chris Smith?
No.
Didn't happen for you, but very much did for my other...
Very much did.
My other friend, Chris.
David Cameron's expected to reshuffle his ministers tomorrow.
Not even one.
Oh, no.
You're reshuffling your ministers. Okay. To Country File now. Your favourite, Chris. Ian and David Foster spotted this. And it's your hero, Matt Baker.
Go on, you can have one more try. Ready? Oh, he didn't even touch the sides.
Yep. Well spurted by everyone there.
Oh, he didn't even touch the sides.
Okay. More water, please. Mish has spotted this one. And it's Linda Bellingham's new show on ITV. Ready? Mm-hmm.
Everybody's conspired against me. She said your arm would ache, and it's aching. There we go. Nothing like creaming by hand, is there?
You missed it! Can we try and go for that one again, please? Because you actually missed the good bit.
Oh, was there an ending?
Mm.
And there was.
Right.
Okay. Round two, here we go. Linda.
Everybody's conspired against me. She said your arm would ache, and it's aching. There we go. Nothing like creaming by hand, is there?
Yes.
Nothing like creaming by hand, is there?
All fine. Good.
It's fine. I had a bit of my nose.
Okay.
Ooh.
And more water, please.
Okay.
Got that one?
Oh, thanks, Chris.
Bumper edition today.
Yeah.
Hi to everyone watching on the website. If you're not, there's still a few left, so get on the website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Okay. Saturday Kitchen now. Max spotted this one. Give yourself some points.
That's beautifully fresh tubber. One of the ways you can check this is just to rub it and then smell your fingers. And it should be really nice and clean. There should be no trace of fish in it. It's just a little sort of iodine seaside kind of smell.
Lovely.
Chris Smith has gone. My friend Chris, absolutely fine.
That's beautifully fresh tubber. One of the ways you can check this is just to rub it and then smell your fingers.
Okay.
Good for that.
Very good.
It's fine there.
Yeah.
Looking for a career in Newsbeat.
Right, more water, please. You've got heartburn.
Mm, something's going on.
Alice has been on and spotted this on Don't Tell the Bride.
Can you just
stop fingering the chiffon?
Chris has gone.
I don't know what that
Chris
is.
Smith not.
No. Delayed reaction from
the
Chris
chiffon.
There. What's the chiffon?
The material.
Oh. All right.
Okay, Adam and loads more of you spotted this. So if you did, give yourself the points, 250 of them, because we've used your clip. Let's go over to
Big Brother.
1:36 p.m. The situation has been on the naughty step for 46 minutes. Julie is admiring Harvey's ring.
Good one.
Oh, I've got the bingo sweats.
It happens. It happens. It happens.
It's intense, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
Julie is admiring Harvey's ring.
Yeah. Okay, and next one?
Blimey.
I know. We're going on today, but I love it. And Ken Barlow on Coronation Street, he's got a bit of a reputation. And here's a challenge from Tracy for Ken.
We know you're upset about Steve and Michelle getting together, but you need to think about getting on with your own life. I mean, it may be temporary, but it is a job.
Well, the only way that I'd consider working there is if you skewered Michelle on a roasting spit.
Tracy.
The only way that I'd consider working there is if you skewered Michelle on a roasting spit.
Okay. Go on, Ken. One more. Mm. Ready?
Hang on. Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Out you go. Mm. That's it. Yeah. Push him along, Tony. Go on, pigs. And you... Straggling
cross. Nice bunch of wieners, Neil.
Only the best for Bridge Farm.
See, Chris is immune to that now, and Chris Smith also did well there. Thanks, Chris, off the news.
Thanks.
Back to being serious at 2:30 then.
Boo. Boo. That's it. Push him along, Tony.
Right, that was Innuendo Bingo. Let us know if you watched. That was a good one. Back Thursday at 1:45.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So today's show introducer...
You might not know this, but I own an incredible piece of celebrity memorabilia.
So, Tom.
Hello.
What amazing piece of celebrity memorabilia do you own?
I own a fridge freezer from Suzanne Dando.
Who's Suzanne Dando?
Is she off of sport?
Yeah, gymnast, I think.
I'm going to have to Google this one. Hang on.
Gymnast back in the day?
Yep.
And a fridge freezer previously owned by Dando?
Yeah.
Yes, founder. Former British Olympic gymnast who competed at the 1980 Summer Olympics.
How do you know it's her fridge?
Well, my stepdad's a builder, plasterer kind of person, and he was working at their house after they had a fire, and they had to clear out the whole house, and the fridge was quite a posh one, so instead of throwing it away, he kept it.
Wow. Imagine all the posh food that's been in there.
Oh, yeah, I know. Caviar and everything.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just doing some research. Apparently she's still a television presenter with a channel that rhymes with Pie Sports.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Is that Pie Sports 1, 2, 3?
It doesn't say.
Pie Sports News, I think.
Oh, Pie Sports News.
No way! She had a long relationship with Andy Gray. Ha ha! But she's now remarried to someone else.
Do you think Andy Gray's food's been in her fridge?
Must have been.
I hope so.
This is brilliant. Yeah. So when people come round, do you, Tom, say... Yeah, do you know who used to own this fridge?
I do sometimes, often a bit of Dando cheese or something.
Yeah, I would.
Dando cheese.
Do you own any other celebrity memorabilia, Tom?
No, don't think so.
Now, there will be some listeners who are thinking that this is quite incredible. So, what kind of money are we talking here if you were to part with the Suzanne Dando white goods?
I don't know.
Or are you not prepared to get rid?
Well, no, not really at the moment, but...
Not looking to sell.
I think you should take it on Antiques Roadshow. Or that Four Rooms one. That's quite good, because they put that in the middle of the room and they all sort of walk around it going, amazing, Dando fridge.
If anyone else is listening that has some kind of celebrity memorabilia, I'm not talking about, you know, limited edition fan stuff or autographs. I'm talking about electrical household goods that used to belong to a famous.
So you mean like a Tina Turner toasty maker?
Yes.
That kind of thing?
Absolutely that. Because you don't see them at the Hard Rock Cafe, do you?
No, you don't.
It's always guitars and, like, leather jackets, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you've got Shaggy's foot spa at home.
Kylie's kettle.
We could be opening a new chain of burger restaurants. That's just with great... all this stuff, like, by the wall.
Yes.
H from Steps, handheld Hoover.
Yeah.
So if you own a dishwasher that used to be owned by Professor Green, get in touch.
Tiny Tempers tumble dryer.
Good to speak to you. Thank you for introducing the show, Tom.
Cheers, Scott.
And if we do open this chain of burger restaurants with electrical goods from the stars, is there any chance that we'll be able to buy it off you, the fridge?
For the right price, I suppose.
We'll talk, right?
Yeah.
Love you, bye.
All right,
goodbye. Oh, what's
occurring? OK, let's do Oh, What's Occurring, your chance to win Scott Mills points every single day. I want you to have a think about this first question while we play a couple of songs. You know those phone calls where we don't really have a proper conversation with someone, we just read the lyrics to a song down the phone? You remember this one? Here is me calling up Radio 1 press officer Tamsin with nothing but the lyrics to All Summer Long off of Kid Rock. We were trying different things.
Yeah.
We were smoking funny things.
Really?
And making love out by the lake to our favourite song.
Okay, yeah.
So you get the idea. Will they realise this isn't a real conversation and that I'm just reading out song lyrics? Today, every single one of you will recognise these lyrics. What song is this?
Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl.
Easy, yeah. One of the biggest hits of the last few years. If someone called you and just read these lyrics to you down the phone, you would recognise it straight away.
Yeah, immediately.
It's so recognisable. But what about my flatmate?
All right.
He's different to the rest. I called my flatmate yesterday and just read him the lyrics to Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl. My question to you, dear listeners, how long would it take till he worked out what I was doing? A, 35 seconds. B, 1 minute 23 seconds. Or C, he never even realised. What do you think? 10 Scott Mills points if you get it right. How long would it take for my flatmate to realise I was just reading Katy Perry lyrics? A, 35 seconds. B, 1 minute 23 seconds. C, he didn't even twig. What do you think, A, B or C?
Oh, what's the kidding?
Hello, who's this on the phone, please?
I'm Laurie from Ealing.
Laurie from Ealing, how can I help?
I've got Girls Aloud mirror in my bedroom.
Girls Aloud mirror, so they all shared one?
Yeah, well, I don't know, it had all their lipstick written on it, but my mum, like, washed it off when I was little.
How did your mum get this?
I don't know, she worked in the television industry.
She works in TV?
Yeah.
And what show was it from?
Oh, instead of The Rivals, isn't the final?
Pop Stars,
oh,
The Rivals?
Wow. Yeah, the final.
And that's in your bedroom now?
Yeah, yeah.
And are you prepared to part with this Girls Aloud mirror for our new chain of burger restaurants which we're setting up, which just has white goods from the stars in it?
Yeah, sure, that'd be great.
We can put the mirror in the bathroom, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got studs all around it.
Has it? Is it like a proper fancy one?
Yeah, it is. It is very fancy.
Okay,
quite long
well,
as well.
We'll talk, Laurie, when we set up the restaurant, okay?
Okay, that's great.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
So many. Amy claims that someone she knows has Serge off Kasabian's shoe. Just one.
We're looking for white goods, though,
that's,
really, aren't we?
I don't want those. No, that's back to the leather jackets and clothes again. They've already got restaurants like that.
We want fridges.
Yeah.
Freezers.
Oh, hang on. Kate Winslet's cooker. Do we want that?
Yes, here we go.
We want that. That's from Ben in Dorking.
Here we go.
Do we want DJ Casper off the Cha-Cha Slide popcorn maker?
Yes, we do. Do we?
Oh, yeah, I think we do.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can we pitch this to Deborah Meaden, please, as an idea?
Yeah, well, I'm starting a note in my phone of stuff that I need to pitch to her, because I've got a lot of ideas. I'm going to add some of these to it, because some of them are amazing.
What about the White Good Burger?
Yes.
That's good. The Hardware Cafe. Or we just don't call it anything to do with electricals at all and just call it the Steaming Tampoon.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
This is your chance to win SMP, Scott Mills points, every day on Oh, What's Occurring. Hello, Matt Edmondson.
Hello, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Thank you for playing today.
That's all right. Thanks for having me.
Matt, you would recognise this song if someone was reading the lyrics to it down the phone at you, would you not?
Of course you would. Everyone knows that song. Like, I reckon you'd get 3 seconds in and someone would know.
Yeah. So yesterday I called my flatmate and I just read the lyrics to I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry down the phone. I gave you three options, listeners. How long would it take till he worked out what I was doing? 35 seconds, 1 minute, 23 seconds, or he never even twigged. A lot of people are saying that he would never twig, like Sean in Stoke and Ryan in Scarborough and Tony in Falmouth and Georgia on the text. Tom Daly, hi.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm currently sat in a car park, just randomly pulled over because I've been driving on the way back from training, so I'm just pulled over the car park right now.
Okay, don't say where.
Don't say where?
No, don't tell me the car park. People will come.
Are you in Speedos?
I'm not, actually, no.
Makes a change, though, eh? Are you in your training gear, are you?
Yeah, I'm in my training gear.
Aren't you resting after the Olympics?
I was back to training yesterday, so I was pretty sore this morning, but, yeah, I'm back into it now.
Quite full on this, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm back to school tomorrow as well.
Oh, man. So, like, yeah. If I was you, I'd be relaxing with a big cake right now.
I've been doing that for the last 2 weeks, so I'm back into training now and I've got to get rid of the cake that I've eaten.
Oh, have you eaten all the cakes?
I have eaten all the cake and all the pies.
You were amazing, by the way. We're so proud of you.
Mm. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So good. So, what do you reckon, Tom? I called my flatmate using only the lyrics to I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry. How long would it take till he worked out what I was doing? I've got a multiple choice. A, 35 seconds. B, 1 minute 23 seconds. Or C, he didn't ever twig.
I'm going to go for option C.
So, Tom also thinks C. He'll never work it out. Chris, what are you saying?
I'm thinking he'll twig, but I think it's going to take a while. So I'm going to go B, 1 minute 23 seconds.
And Matt Edmondson, what are your thoughts?
Well, controversially and conveniently, I'm going for A, because I don't believe that anyone could last even 35 seconds and not twig. What's your housemate like?
He is... he has no knowledge of anything to do with popular culture.
Ah, can I revise my answer? It's probably too late. I'm sticking with A.
Sticking with A. Okay, so Tom Daly says C. We've got a full board here.
Yeah, that's good.
Chris says B. Matt says A. So here is me calling my flatmate with just the lyrics to I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry.
Oh, what's a kidding?
But is it A, B or C?
Hello, Fraser speaking.
Hello, it's me.
Hi, what's up?
Why do you always suggest there's something up when I call you?
Well, because you rarely call me.
That's because you're rubbish on the phone.
True. But what is up?
Right, this was never the way I planned.
Right, so there is something up.
It's not my intention.
Yeah.
The thing is...
What? What have you done? Have you burnt down the house again?
No.
Worse?
I got so brave, drink in hand...
Yeah.
Lost my discretion.
Yeah, that's normal. Go on.
Well, it's not what I'm used to.
It is.
Just want to try you on.
What? Say that again?
I'm curious for you caught my attention.
That didn't make much sense. Say that again. What's the issue? What have you done?
Right, okay, I might as well just come out with it.
Yeah, might as well.
I kissed a girl.
Wow, how was that?
I liked it.
Oh, good. See, I've been recommending that for ages. Where was this? Who was this?
I liked it.
Yeah? Who was it?
It was, like, the taste of a cherry chapstick.
Yeah, who was it?
I kissed a girl.
Yeah, okay.
Just to try it.
It wasn't the cleaner, was it the cleaner? Please tell me it was the cleaner. Did you... Not the cleaner.
I hope my boyfriend don't mind it.
I think he will.
It felt so wrong.
She's 85.
But it felt so right. I mean, I don't mean I'm in love tonight, but I kissed a girl.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
Good for you.
I liked it.
So you just called me up to say that you kissed a girl.
Oh, my God. So we are now two minutes into the phone call.
This is ridiculous.
Still nothing. Still nothing. He thinks I've snogged the cleaner. No recollection of anything, any song, whatever. And it continues. Does any of what I'm saying here remind you of anything?
No, why?
Nothing at all. Like, the story doesn't sound familiar in any way.
There was that time when I nearly tried to snog the cleaner.
That was a different one, though.
That was a different one. She was much younger than the one that you've been snogging.
No, so nothing, no recollection of this story in any way?
No.
Never heard these words before?
Is it something that I've said to you in the past?
No.
Is it something I've put on Twitter or something?
No!
Well then, why? Why would it? Why would I remember that?
Wow. So, the answer was C. He never twigged. If you said C, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Tom Daly, you were right.
Yes.
Yes, 10 Scott Mills points for you.
Excellent. Okay, I'll keep saving.
Okay, good to speak to you, Tom. Good luck with training.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. I'm not training, but bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, sorry, Matt. Sorry, Chris.
I don't believe it.
I know. Not a clue.
Have you fessed up to him since? Does he know what it is?
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, it's Katy Perry. Okay, next, I have got 50 Scott Mills points available. Bonus points in real or no real next.
Oh, what's the kidding?
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know dating shows?
Yeah.
There have been many over the years. You've had one where you can't see them, they're just like behind a wall, and you ask them really inane questions.
What was that?
Called Blind Date.
Yeah.
And generally, I don't think anyone really found love on that.
No.
Then there has been Paddy McGuinness interviews ladies in leggings every week.
Okay.
And they leave their lights on.
Yeah.
And there's a bloke and he comes and sometimes turns their lights off.
That's a good one.
And sometimes it's the same girls for weeks, still with all their lights on.
Mm.
Not much love found there on the island, I don't think. Well, it depends what you call love.
Yeah.
What you determine love. And then there's the one where the people go on dates but they can't see each other at all, which is generally recognised as the best dating show out there.
What's that?
That was Dating in the Dark.
Are you being serious?
That was a good one.
And why, I take it you did the voiceover for that.
Maybe.
That's why that's the
great
show.
What a show.
Did you do the voiceover for
that?
Yes. Right, okay.
Still on. Until I got replaced by Sarah Harding in episode in the last series, which they now regret.
Wait, is she still on?
No.
Are you?
Got cancelled after that one.
I like that you keep an eye on these shows after you've gone, just to see how badly they do.
And then there's the Chris Moyles and Stacey Solomon one. There's a load of dating shows, but so far, nobody has really found a formula that absolutely guarantees love. Until now.
Oh, God, what have you found?
This is my new obsession on Sky Living. I don't know how anyone hasn't thought of this before.
Is this just you trying to get the voiceover work?
No.
Or do you genuinely like this?
It's too late. Someone that used to be in Coronation Street's on it. I check these things.
Right.
So someone had a meeting in a TV company somewhere and went, yes! Eureka! We've got it! Like, how do we not think of this before? We're going to make so much money all over the world. It's 2012. TV's been going, like, since the 70s. And still, no one has thought of this idea. This is the one, boys. Let's get the drinks in.
I dread to think.
What brings people together more than anything else? For love.
Christmas?
Nope.
Football?
No.
Maybe there's a show in that, though. I don't know.
Karaoke.
Oh, of course. Yes. I suppose it does, yeah. It definitely bonds me with mates.
Yes. And with lovers.
Well,
people do karaoke really together and end up copping off. When was the last time you went to karaoke and you didn't cop off with anyone? Come on.
I think last time I went to karaoke was with you and we put arms around each other. You do that in karaoke.
Yeah, I didn't cop off with you, but I did cop off that night.
Did you?
Yeah. People don't go to karaoke and not cop off. It doesn't happen.
Okay. There was me, you and two other people and it's very awkward.
Don't say their names.
Okay.
That'd be awkward in the office.
I'm one of them.
So here's the thing. This is a show called Sing Date. And the person looking for love gets a duet with three people on their webcams.
This is Sing Date, where people look for love by singing to each other.
What a brilliant idea.
What?
I recorded this off my TV on cassette, so apologise for the quality.
Love is in the air. I've been single for about 6 years.
I just haven't found the right person.
I'm just looking for the one. Love is in
the air. From a host of potential partners...
Oh, he's quite cute.
One lonely heart can choose three to duet with, webcam to webcam.
We've got tonight.
So I'm gonna give it all of my love.
Ain't no valley low enough.
So they sing to each other on their webcams from the comfort of their own home.
Two questions. Is that guy right at the start of that clip? Sounds like Simon Cowell. And did I hear a dog?
I've been single for about 6 years.
It does sound like Simon Cowell.
I just haven't found the right person.
That was a dog. I don't know why.
What a show.
Yeah.
So someone is singing to a dog on a webcam?
No. There's someone looking for love. It's normally a girl. And then she's looking for a bloke. So she gets to sing a duet on her webcam with three blokes also on their webcams.
What?
It's a great idea to
and
find
we
love.
Think Simon Cowell is one of these people?
I don't know.
From their three duets, they have the chance to invite one for a face-to-face sing date.
Yes.
Every time you touch me,
please love me true.
Will it be love at first song?
She's a very pretty girl.
In the sing date studio.
Did we sing any of those songs at our karaoke sesh?
But I can't remember.
I can't.
Apparently, Troy and Gabrielle off High School Musical met during a karaoke party and copped off with each other.
It's karaoke, though, so yeah. It worked for them. And it works, well, works for the people on sing date. Generally, what happens at the end is they do the duet, and then, obviously, they've only met once. They do a three-minute song, and then it always ends the same. With them both stood there awkwardly. This is what they do. They go, yeah, well, he seems really nice, and we might see each other again. He always says that. She never looks keen.
Yeah.
And then the show ends every week.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Josh has been on text saying, did your flatmate actually say, have you burnt down the house again?
What's he done? Have you burnt down the house again?
No.
He did, didn't he?
I didn't burn down the house. There was just a small fire. No one injured and nothing... Nothing really to report. He made it sound a lot worse than it actually was. There was a fire.
Just technically the house didn't go down.
No, not all of it.
Just parts of it.
Parts, yeah.
Just like most of the outside area was off and some windows.
It needed renovating anyway, didn't it?
It did, actually. Actually, for people that want to know, this is when I explained to my flatmate what was going on.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a song, isn't it? I know that now, obviously.
You've everyone in the world has heard that song, right?
Yeah, no, I've
heard. Even you?
Yeah, I've heard that song.
Who's it by?
Darkhaired Girl.
Yeah.
It came out a while ago, didn't it? It's an old one.
A few years ago now, yeah, it's quite old.
I'm more about the current stuff, you know.
Katy Perry?
Oh, yeah. Did she do that song?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm more into like a newer hit, like Teenage Dream.
He loves Teenage Dream.
What a reference point to try and stay afloat in a conversation.
I know.
Teenage Dreams.
I know.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. This is Sing Date, where people look for love by singing to each other.
Can you imagine, like... If a couple actually do end up getting married off Sing Date, imagine what the wedding reception would be like.
God, it'd be hideous,
wouldn't
it?
Just singing to each other non-stop, constantly for hours.
Be endless love.
My endless love. And they'll do that thing where she comes down the aisle singing.
Oh, you're not a fan of that?
Not so much.
See, I don't know what I would do. When I get married, I am tempted to do one of those, like, aisle jolly, like, one of those... funky dance things.
No. Yeah. Don't. No. No. No, no, no. Please don't.
I'm not getting married, but I'm saying when the time comes, it's got to be...
Oh,
it's
man.
Got to be something, isn't it?
Sing Mile High Club.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What, going down the aisle?
Yeah. Ding dong. This is your captain speaking.
Yeah, what, and sort of just bowl in the full outfit.
Yeah.
This karaoke thing's really disturbing me as well, because I've thought back to when we last... And it was a while ago, to be fair. But I'm fairly certain there was two or three people there, of which one was Gary, who works here.
Pounder.
And, yeah, and one was Greg's producer, Laura.
Off of One Night With.
Off of One Night With.
Yeah.
And what you're claiming here is that you copped off.
I'd rather not... I'd rather not say. This is you, down the aisle.
No, but you'd go first.
Why am I on?
And then because it leads up.
I'm not
to
marrying
me,
you.
It? No, but we'll do one of those procession things.
Oh,
down the
okay. Cool. Are your lovely wife's coming up the aisle.
Not yet.
We're flying so high. This club's like a never.
So the bride's at the altar.
And we'll never feel this way again.
on a mile high dance.
The doors of the church are opening.
Don't miss the fly. We're dancing all night.
There's me, Becky, and the one that doesn't speak coming in first.
We'll never feel this way again.
And behind them,
I'd quite like to zip line in, if that's all right.
Okay, zip lining in behind us.
And he goes now.
Here he is. He's getting married.
Bing bong. Bing bong. This is your captain speaking. Want to take off with you this evening? Flown the world to every country. You're the.
It
girl.
Works if you zip line in.
It's really good.
You can be my navigator and navigate me to the dance floor. Snow your table, put your seat.
The lyrics work.
Yeah, or maybe someone else, if they want to do this at their wedding, they can have this song and up your aisle with my film it.
Fish or the vegetarian option dish.
The words were really working until that point,
and
I
then
think.
We'll just do the in-betweeners.
Get that breathless feeling, mask will fall down from the ceiling. Let me show you a way of stopping your ears from popping.
Hello, my darling.
It's happening. Cheers.
The whole congregation is swaying.
This club's like an aeroplane.
The choir is singing this bit.
Yes.
Feel this way again. On a mile-high dance floor. Don't miss the fly, we're dancing all night.
Whenever it is, I'm so coming to your wedding.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
Okay, here's round two of Oh What's Occurring. Matt Emerson is here, Chris is here. And it's some facts that I've got, but are they facts or not? I follow this thing on Twitter called Uber Facts. So some are from that, some are just randomly made up. You tell me real or no real, 10 points for every time you get one right. Chris, can you keep score, please? I've got a lot going on here.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, here we go.
In Kentucky, USA, every citizen is required by law to take a bath at least once a year.
Real or not real?
I reckon that's probably real. Yeah, it does seem a little bit,
I like it that you have to tell them to take a bath.
Yeah. I can believe this.
But there are weirder laws out there.
Yeah.
That one seems quite tame, so it makes me think that it probably is real.
I'm going to go real as
like,
well.
Because, like, back in the olden times, people would have been really dirty. And so it would have made sense for them to insist that they have a wash at least once a year.
The answer is...
That one is true!
Yeah. Yes, boys. In Kentucky, you've got to have a wash now and again. Okay, next one.
Enter Shikari's song, Sorry You're Not a Winner, was written about the band's distress at John Sargent's exit from Strictly Come Dancing.
What a fact. Impress that?
That's got to be false.
Mates will be loving that one later down the pub.
I'm going to go true, because if this is true, this is amazing.
Matt says false, Chris says true, but
you
who's
write a
right?
Song about John Sargent?
Well, maybe.
It's false.
Oh, yes. Matt gets the points.
Yeah.
But I really want that one to be true.
Yeah.
Next.
The average hug lasts 3 seconds.
Should we have a little hug? We had a hug earlier.
Yeah, this is up your street.
We always hug, don't we?
We had a hug when we came in. I hugged everyone in the studio. Should we have a little hug?
Well, you,
go on.
Let's see how long it lasts. So one, two. I think three's a bit long.
I think that feels too long to me.
I think it's about 2 seconds. I'm going to say that that's false.
Okay.
I'm going to go true.
Although some people could hug for ages, couldn't they? Yeah. Like a long nighttime cuddle.
Yeah. Let's find out.
That one is true.
Yeah. Oh, see, it still feels too long to me.
Come
that.
On then, Chris. Let's do it properly. Come on. Hold it.
One, two, three.
Awkward.
And it does get awkward.
Okay, one more. Here we go. For some points.
The face on Henry the Hoover was modelled on George Michael.
True.
True.
It's got to be true. Look at his smiley face. I'm a
It's false.
Oh, why can't that be true?
Oh,
what a great game. Who won?
20 points each.
See, I told you it was a good one. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you for downloading it. Tomorrow, another free download from the Radio 1 website, the Scott Mills Daily. Tell your friends, it's really good.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.